Well, the nitrogen sector had a little bit of a hiccup here this weekend in the terms of something that, again, had no direct impact on the nitrogen markets, but it's something that could happen.
That's Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX, referring to last weekend's drone attack on a military base in Jordan that killed 3 American soldiers and injured more than 40 others.
And the reason this is important for nitrogen is that now we're waiting for the response from the U.S. And we're wondering, is this just another physical attack back on the Houthi rebels and it stays there? Is this a physical attack on them and then sanctions on Iran, and whether that will or will not include sanctions on urea exports from Iran? They're a major exporter when they're able to export. Or is there a more direct conflict in the works because Iran has been back in this group or at least linked to it?
Linville says the response from the U.S. is causing some to worry about how it might impact fertilizer shipments.
The worry is if all of a sudden we have to start talking about a storyline that considers the inability to transit vessels through the Persian Gulf or the Strait of Hormuz, the world will focus on oil shipments. But from our marketplace, from a nitrogen standpoint, there are millions upon millions of tons of urea exports that come from that body of water, from the countries that surround that body of water. And if all of a sudden Iran starts taking shots at vessels, you start to shut down those exports, the global S&D for urea changes drastically overnight. The market's going to respond to that, and that's probably going to be in a higher stance.
And while the probability of that situation is low, Linville says there are a lot of what-ifs driving the fertilizer market right now.
In terms of what we can do, it's still one of those situations. I think we need to be a little more on top of things going into this spring. What I mean by that, it does not mean you have to buy everything right now or you won't get it, because I think we've got a good supply of product to get the thing started. But there's also a lot of risk associated with this. I think it's still now more than ever important to make sure we're having conversations with our retailer, with our supplier.
Linville says that having earlier and more often conversations with your fertilizer supplier to let them know what you'll be looking for this year will help the supply chain be ready and more prepared ahead of the planting season. I'm CJ Miller.